Welcome to the WealthWise Show. This program is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute investment, legal, or tax advice. Benowitz Wealth Management is a registered investment advisor in the state of Florida. Registration does not imply any level of skill or training. Listeners should consult a qualified professional before making financial decisions. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now let's get started with the WealthWise Show.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of the WealthWise Show. I'm your host, Derek Johnson, and today we're going to be talking about balance sheets. Because last episode, I was talking about balance sheets, and I realized not a lot of people know about what a balance sheet and how to read one, especially when it comes down to companies that you're trying to invest in. So for this episode, understand, guys, this episode is meant to be for educational purposes only and not to be misconstrued as investment advice, because I'm not giving advice. So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. And this should be a short and sweet one. I'm not going to try to overstay my welcome. So we're going to talk about balance sheets. And what is a balance sheet? And balance sheets are extremely important, even for you as an individual. You should also have a balance sheet for yourself, for your personal life, for your bills and, you know, income, assets, liabilities. Assets over liabilities. Sorry. That was an EYL thing. My bad. All right. Back to what I was saying. assets equals liability plus equity. So, you know, once again, a balance sheet is going to have your assets and liabilities, and it should be balanced out. And for those of you like, well, how should it be balanced out? Because if you do it right, then it should equal each other out. Your assets and liabilities, it should be zero. So that's where the term balance comes from. So if you have assets equals liabilities plus equity. And so assets are what a company owns. Everyone knows that. Yeah, well, not everyone. A lot of people know what an asset is. If you don't, well, that's what it is. Your house is an asset because you own it. Well, if you own your house is an asset. If you own stocks, bonds, those are assets. So what you own. And so on the balance sheet, you have current assets, which is going to be your cash and cash equivalents. So that's going to be, you know, cash and cash equivalents. Then you have your account receivables. So if it's a company, is money customers owe to the company. Meaning, if I'm doing a payment on delivery type of situation, and I send the product, and I'm waiting to get paid back, you know, once it gets delivered, you know, well, that's accounts receivable. Or if I'm a net 90, you know, a lot of business owners, you know, understand what that means. Meaning, you know, I did the work, but I'm not going to get a check for another 90 days or net 30, you know, those type of things. So that means you're owed that money by whatever reason. So that's accounts receivable. And then you have inventory. So if you're a company that, or if it's a company that you're looking into that has inventory, like a clothing company or, you know, or some kind of retail company, if they have goods ready for sale, that's going to go in the inventory list. And all these are going to be dollar amounts. So it's not going to say we have 12 shirts ready to sell. It's going to be a dollar amount. And then you got your prepaid expenses. So that's usually going to be your rent or your insurances. So, you know, you can pay your insurances ahead, you know, things like that. And so that means you paid up. It's not going to be reoccurring. And then you have your not current long-term assets. And so that's going to be like your property. You know, that's a long term. Your trademarks, your goodwill, you know, patents and things like that. And then you're also going to have your investments like stocks, bonds, subsidiaries, things that you're going to be owning for a long time. And so pretty much when it comes down to the assets portion, it's going to be everything that's going to be either generating you money or helping you save some money. You know, that's money that's in your pocket. Along with everything else. And I do apologize for me clearing my throat. I'm so sorry. That's just so rude of me. Let me take a sip. Oh, I forget my camera. You're listening to this. You don't see the camera following me around, but I forget my camera following me around. creep. So your assets are going to be extremely important when you're looking at a company, because assets over liability. You know, if you have more liabilities than assets, that is an issue, especially when you're a company on the stock exchange. That is an issue. And what I mean by that, meaning like, you know, okay, I know it has to be balanced out, but you'll see if it's a little like, you know, hey man, something ain't right here on this balance sheet, you know. And now if you're listening to that, I just turned my head to the side to imply that I said, you know, by turning my head to the side. So liabilities, let's get into that. What the company owes. And so liabilities are going to be, you know, anything that are obligations that must be settled in the future with cash or services. And so, you know, a lot of us know what liabilities are because we got a lot of liabilities. We assets over liabilities. We have liabilities over assets sometimes, and it's okay. It happens. It happens to me. It happened to me. It happens. There's nothing we can do about it. It's life. But as long as you're working towards flipping it around, that's the key. Don't just wallow in your liabilities. So account payable. So it's different from account receivable, because now account receivable is when we're waiting for a check. Accounts payable is when we are the person trying to provide the check to the person who's waiting on us to pay them. So you got short-term debt, you know, lines of credit, you know, short-term loans, and accrued expenses. And accrued expenses can be from salaries, taxes, interest that is owed that's not paid. So anything that, you know, like if I'm the owner of the company, for example, and I pay myself a salary, you know, that's accrued expenses. So yeah, I'm getting paid, but the company, everyone sees the company as its own entity, its own person. And so therefore, even if you are the business owner getting paid, the business has to pay you. And so that's accrued expenses. Then you got long-term liabilities. So you got long-term debt. So if you're a company that issue bonds, notes and things like that, bank loans, then that goes in your long-term debt. Deferred tax liabilities, meaning taxes owed in the future, and lease obligations are pension obligations or liabilities. Most people don't do pensions no more because they're really expensive. So most people just stick with the 401ks and maybe do like a match. But lease obligations, if you're leasing equipment, leasing property, things like that. So then you have what is called owner's equity. So if, like I said, I'm an owner, people also misconstrue this. Yes, you can be an owner and an employee of your business. And so I might own the business, but I'm going to get a W-2 from my business. And people don't do that because you do pay a lot of taxes. I'm not gonna lie. I've been a business owner for a very long time. And it's annoying because not only does my business, which is me, or not me, but my, you know, my business has to pay taxes for me, who is the owner, but I also have to pay taxes for the business or for my check. And then the business have to match the taxes that I'm paying for myself. So I'm getting taxed all around. So you basically getting taxed like three times. You got your business tax, then you got your employee tax, and then your employees got to pay taxes themselves. And if you are an employee of your company, you're paying taxes. So, you know, it is a lot. And people like, and that's why people don't like being W-2s to their own companies, is because they don't want to be taxed so much. But the thing is, that's going to shoot you in the foot, because now where's your income coming from? I know I'm going on a tangent, but the reason I'm going on a tangent, because this is in my soul. I feel this in my heart. You know, I feel this in my chest. You got to be an employee of your company, because you're going to have a successful business, and 10 years later when you go to buy something, you don't have no paperwork showing you had income for those years. Ask me how I know. All right. Well, I know because, you know, I was that person a long time ago. And so, yes, I am going on a tangent because, like I said, I feel it in my soul. I have to speak my piece. But yes, being an employee of your company is also really important. But back to what I was saying about balance sheets. Owner's equity. So owner's equity is what the company is worth to the owners. And so owner's equity, once again, is what the company is worth to the owners. You know, equity represented the residual interest in assets after liabilities are paid. So for typically for corporations, they might, you know, do stock or paid in capital, you know, retained earnings, treasury stock. For a small business, it might be called owner's capital or owner's equity. And so all of those things make up a balance sheet. And when you're looking for a company to invest in, that is one of the main components of fundamental investing. Now you can go deeper, you know, you can do different statements and all that stuff. But just to give you a quick snapshot of the overall health of the business, the balance sheet is typically the way to go. And reading is very simple. You know, if they have a lot of debt, you know, if they, you know, their assets are dwindling, like, you know, they have, you know, more payable, what's the word? I just read it. What's the word I'm looking for? Hold up now. I just read it now. What's the word I'm looking for? Account receivables. That's what I was looking for. So they have more account receivables, less cash. It's like, you know, okay, well, people, they're not getting paid. And, you know, why they're not getting paid? Like, what y'all doing? Go get y'all money. You're running out of cash. If you notice that their debt is increasing, they're borrowing a lot, and the inventory is not moving. So it's like, okay, well, your inventory is not moving, and you're taking on this debt. Is because you can't sell the inventory? You know, what's going on there? And so those are some of the questions you may ask yourself when you're looking at a balance sheet. So like I said, this is going to be a short and sweet one. I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time. I do appreciate you listening to me. And please subscribe, follow us on everywhere you're listening. Follow us on Instagram, The Wealth Wise Show. Follow us on, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Wealth Wise Show. TikTok, The Wealth Wise Show. And you can email us if you have any questions at thewealthwiseshow.com. Or no, thewealthwiseshow@gmail.com. So I appreciate you guys. I've been your host, Derek. And until next time, stay wealth-wise.